Chapter 2. Tarzan traveled hundreds of miles until he came to a place called the Great Thorn Forest. Tarzan had heard of the Great Thorn Forest from his books. No one had ever visited, because the land was surrounded by a forest made of thorn branches. The thorns were so thick and tough that no one could enter the country beyond the forest. They did not want to risk cutting themselves. Tarzan was at the edge of the forest and did not want to return. He was determined. He kept trying to cut his way through the horrible thorns. It was a great effort. Finally, he made a path through the sharp and dangerous thorns. Now, he was inside this new land, which no one else had ever seen before. Tarzan was successful, but he was also tired and hurt. Now he could see this whole country ahead of him. It was a beautiful land. There were rivers, hills, and fields, but there were no people or living creatures. Tarzan wanted to explore the countryside around him, but he needed to rest. He relaxed on the grass, and soon he was fast asleep. The sun rose high in the sky. Suddenly, as Tarzan slept, a visitor arrived. She was an old Alali woman with huge shoulders and muscles and a costume made of fur. Her long dark hair covered her face, and she carried a club. When she saw Tarzan, she was silent and looked hard at him. Then she made a decision. Tarzan was coming with her. The Alali woman was very powerful, and she could pick him up easily. Even though Tarzan was sleeping, she lifted him onto her shoulders. She carried him back to the village where she lived. The village of the Alali people looked like a theatre. There was a large stage in the middle and caves around it. Immediately, the other giant men, women, and children gathered around. They wanted to investigate the strange creature called Tarzan. The woman pushed them away roughly, took Tarzan to her cave, and placed him on the floor. The cave was dark and damp, but soon it was full of noise. The room was filled with Alali children, who were sitting in the shadows. The woman grunted and went outdoors. The noise of the children woke Tarzan. He rubbed his head and looked around him. It was very dark at first, and he could just hear their voices. Tarzan was confused. He did not know where he was and did not understand their language. The children were grunting, pointing, and making noises. Tarzan tried to speak to them in human language, but the children simply laughed. They did not understand, so he spoke to them in his ape tongue. They looked hard at him, and he knew they had no language. They were wild, primitive, Stone Age people. One boy came and sat on Tarzan's knee. He reached up and touched Tarzan's gold locket. "Do you want to see it?" asked Tarzan. He took off the necklace and put it around the boy's neck. The boy was excited, and the other children laughed. Suddenly, Tarzan heard a loud noise, shouting from outdoors. He and the children went to the entrance. He saw three giant women fighting outside. They were powerful, strong, and had huge clubs in their hands. All three women were hitting each other. One woman was stronger and beat the other two until they both lay on the ground. They were dead, and no one cared. Everyone just returned to their caves. "What a strange world this is," thought Tarzan. He could not understand the people. They attacked and beat each other. He did not know why he was there. This was not the adventure he wanted. However, Tarzan knew he was strong and was not frightened of these giants. He decided to watch carefully to see what would happen. He looked for a way to escape and saw the entrance to the village. Two giant women were guarding the entrance, but Tarzan knew where it was. He knew he needed to prepare, because soon he would need to leave this place.